The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. This is one of those times. Yay. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you doing?
Don't get me started on monopolies. The power company.
Had a good week, huh?
Well, what is really interesting is what happened to me yesterday made me think of healthcare, because in its infinite wisdom, Eversource, formerly Connecticut Light and Power, decided that I was a deadbeat and disconnected me.
Oh, wonderful.
And and trying to communicate. I described it to somebody last night as this is sort of like going in for surgery, them cutting off the wrong leg and saying, well, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The net is, if the operation was supposed to be on the other leg, you're going to end up legless. It's just, and it
right.
truly made me think of it, not you literally, but you know, how do you do this when you are up against a monolith?
Well, it gets difficult. You get to hop around on one leg and find candles.
You hop around on one leg, except
what you described.
But except that if it's the wrong leg, then presumably they've got to do the other leg as well.
Well, you
they
gotta
only
get the candles
actually.
First.
Yeah, no. So that
yes.
makes it a bigger. And in fact, in my little story, they. Mm. Only didn't disconnect the other account by accident. It was supposed.
Wow.
So we spent a lot of time saying, "Well, but there's no power there." It's like, "Yeah, there is."
Mm. So, well, I'm afraid to say that you know you lead right into what I wanted to talk about today, which is trying to get decent health care out of a system that really is right now the Trump administration, which is essentially hell bent on killing Obamacare one way or another, or if that doesn't work, they'll invent a third. So, I mean, here comes at least repeal Obamacare Plan B, and this time they're going to kill it with, and I got to be frank about this, they're trying to kill it with lies and with deregulation. So our listeners need to understand this. As early as September, they're going to get a barrage of advertising for individual and small business insurance at what sounds like very low prices, because they're going to expand now association health plans. They've been around for a while, association health plans, where groups can form together either because of a job they have. For example, they might be realtors. The realtors form a group, or franchise workers. They'll form their own group, or farm workers, or even independent writers. Well, the Trump administration is allowing those individuals and their families to join groups and form groups nationwide and sell insurance to each other. Okay. And it can, you know, it sounds good. The expansion of health insurance at a low cost. Trump said, look, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tremendous insurance at very low cost, quote unquote. So I guess you could ask me, Jill, you know, why am I a little bit skeptical about what the president is promising this time around?
No, I don't have to ask you, but I do want to just remind you and refer listeners, because you discussed these association plans I would say some 6 months ago, possibly more. One loses track of time in all of this. And you were very clear about why they were inefficient. But I guess I'm going to have to ask you at this moment to repeat yourself, for which I apologize.
Well, I mean, there was a proposal around, and that's an interesting part of this story, to expand these health association plans the president's been talking about. Now they're actually going to do it. And so I've talked to people on the consumer side, and what do they think of these plans, and specifically the ones that the Trump administration is now supporting. And they say, look, these association plans have a history of fraud and insolvency. That's a direct quote. it could amount to, and this is the harshest criticism, comes from organizations like Family USA, it could amount to a nationwide swindle, and it could raise the number of personal bankruptcies. I think it's important to note that since the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010, the number of personal bankruptcies in this country, which hovered over 600,000, has been going down because the chief cause of personal bankruptcies in this country are high medical bills that people just can't pay. Well, the Affordable Care Act did a very good job of covering people and getting them bills they could pay. Well, here comes Association Health Plans with a history of doing just the opposite. Now, at first glance, you're going to see advertisements that say, hey, here are these association plans. They're fantastic, and they are really low cost, and they could be a good deal, thousands of dollars less for premiums. But they're lower because you can fill in the sentence because they offer fewer benefits. For example, and this is so important, they're not required to cover the 10 essential health benefits of the Affordable Care Act, which became a national standard during the Obama administration. Those are minor things like hospitalization, maternity, mental health care, drug abuse. These plans don't have to cover that stuff if it gets in the way of raising their premiums. So here's the deal. Association plans may be, as I say, thousands of dollars or less, and they can work if you're young and you're healthy and you remain very lucky. What do I mean by that? You don't need any health insurance during the year besides, you know, the just mandated screens or a vaccine for the flu. If that's all you need and you say you don't go to the doctor, you're saving money, right? But you're not really getting health insurance. You're just, you know, saying to people, I have a health policy here that costs me very little.
All right. Now, excuse me one quick second. Is this a way,
sure,
just out of curiosity, is this a way of getting those younger, healthier people? I mean, that didn't participate. I'm still to this day, because this is not my department, not clear where things sort of fell down and went boom with Obamacare. Or with Affordable Care?
One of the places it went boom was because they were expecting about one-third of the people who sign up for Obamacare to be young and healthy and not need too much care. Therefore, their premiums would cover the costs of the older people in the insurance pool.
Well, guess what?
You know, only about one out of four, only one out of five of these young, healthy people showed up and paid. So Obamacare was more expensive than they expected it to be. But remember, they were still offering these full benefits. Okay, in this instance here, you've got lower premiums,
right?
But you've got these Swiss cheese policies. They got holes in them. I mean, it's beyond Swiss cheese. They're really not covering anything at all. So if you get suddenly sick, or how about this? You know, no fault of your own, right? You get T-boned at an intersection someplace and get hurt. You turn to your insurance company for help with the hospitalization and doctor's bills, and guess what? There's no coverage.
No, this sounds very much like decades ago when my mother had this plan and she got really sick, and it was war.
War.
But,
and I'll tell you how you really lose war, and this is what happens with the association plans. Remember, they're thrown together by writers or farm workers or what have you. They have a contract, perhaps, with an insurance company to administer it, but it's really being run by amateurs and or fraudsters. And the company goes poof. aren't answered because the groups behind it are overwhelmed with bills, or they've made their money
and they leave town. Right.
So, town.
How do we're going to, sadly, we've only got a few minutes left. And what I want to do is how do you teach people to be literate about the association offer? Because as with so many things,
be wary of anything that comes to you under association health plans. 3 million people are going to sign up, but guess what? At the end of the day, they're going to drive up premiums for everybody by more than 3.5%. You're going to get something like 140 1,000 people are going to be priced out of the market. We know the math on this. For every person who loses his insurance, every 1,000, one person dies before his time. So we're talking about a basketball arena full of people, 14,000 people will actually die prematurely because of these association plans. Don't fall for it. If it's too good to be true because you're going to save $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 on your premiums, you've got to ask exactly what is covered here.
Okay.
Are you really comfortable with nothing but scans?
Right. Which
just
of course
your
nobody.
Health scans.
Which of course nobody is. But I'm just trying to figure out. For people who are not great at weeding out, for people who can't afford because it's costly, for people who this will appeal to,
right.
What is the alternative if not this?
Well, health insurance and this, look, we've been in a national debate. Is health insurance a human right or is health insurance something you buy on the market? We haven't resolved it. The Democrats say, here's the Affordable Care Act. Every person should get it. And small government Republicans say, no, it's a product and you should pay for it. And if you have more money, you buy more. That's the American way. Until we resolve that debate, we're going to have problems like this. Here's simple advice for our listeners. If somebody approaches you to buy an association health plan, right, group of people form together, really low insurance, don't buy it. Do not buy it. Go on the market, pay more, but get insurance that at least will be there when you're sick and you need it. You don't need insurance that isn't there that won't help you when you need it. Simple advice. Association health plans, not good.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And do look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in stores.